When you're looking for the perfect holiday movie to keep you warm and toasty on a cold winter's night, you could, of course, click through the listings on your streaming platform of choice. You could Google what's new and popular, or you could consult with your friendly local screenwriter. Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. And today, I'm joined by Pat Hazel. Pat is a comedian, playwright, and television writer known for his work on Seinfeld and The Tonight Show. With over 3 decades of industry experience under his belt, Pat knows a thing or two about movies.
The holidays are coming up. What is your go-to holiday movie or movies?
I've fallen into the Love Actually trap couple of times.
Yeah.
And as I recall, there's sort of a running at the airport to save the day. I don't know why, but maybe from being a kid and seeing that in a few movies, I want to be that kind of guy. Like, I want to be the guy that stops the plane.
Right.
And jumps over the turnstile and does all that. It's never come up. I've never had to do it, but I think that that
there's some time.
Yeah, that's true. I'm young. But I discovered the Family Stone. Somebody told me about the Family Stone last year. It's hilarious, quirky family stuff. And Diane Keaton is the mom, and Craig Nelson is the dad.
Yeah.
But I love how this sort of outside person comes in, the fiance, Sarah Jessica Parker, is completely unlikable. And in a way, even as an audience watcher, you're like, oof, you know. But by the end of the movie, there's this great shift. The story arc changes and you kind of, you know, I don't know, that kind of stuff gets me in the Christmas spirit, you know, kind of like.
Yeah. There's a heartwarming nature to it. It's about family, but like the imperfectness of families. But then at the end of the day, everybody still gets together.
Yeah. And it's not, I guess it doesn't feel like a traditional Christmas movie.
No.
But it's kind of like Come Celebrate Me Home, Kenny Loggins, to me is a Christmas song, even though it may not be.
Right.
Because I'm always coming home to Omaha and, you know, that song turns that nostalgia button on.
Thank you, Pat Hazel. And as always, this has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.